Broadcasting live from the Lower Roswell Road in South Marietta Zaxby's Studios in Cobb County, it's time for Cobb Business Radio, spotlighting and highlighting business leaders in our area.
Good morning. This is your host, Lanice Williams, here with you for another edition of Cobb County Business Radio X, where I highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. And this morning, I am excited to get a little history lesson, a little bit of information about the arts from Miss Sally McCauley. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Thank you so much for coming and letting all of our listeners know about what you have going on right in our backyard.
Sure.
So let me read your bio, let everyone know who they will be hearing from today.
Okay.
So Sally McCauley is the executive director for the Marietta Cobb Museum of Art. Sally earned a Bachelor of Arts from Florida State University and is very active in the community. She sits on several local boards of trustees and is a member of North Metro Church. She is actively involved in the Kiwanis. Did I say that correctly?
Mm-hmm, correct.
I always stumble on that word.
Yeah.
Club of Marietta, where she has served chairing numerous committees and has served on. Let me get this straight. And has served on the Board of Trustees. Sally is president of the United Arts of Cobb and has been inducted into Women of Achievement for the YWCA. She is a 2011 graduate from Arts Leaders of Atlanta, 2013 graduate of Leadership Cobb, and a 2015 graduate of Honorary Commanders. She currently resides in Kennesaw with her husband, Hugh, and their three children, Katie, Claire, and Hugh. I'm assuming that's you, Junior.
Yes.
So welcome. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you for having me.
Of course. So if you would tell our listeners just a little bit about the museum.
Well, we are in Marietta, Georgia, one block off the square. We're in a beautiful Greek Revival building with big, huge white columns in front that was built in 1908.
Mm-hmm.
It was originally a post office.
Oh, and, cool.
And then after the post office, it was a library for several years. And in the late 80s, 1989, it became the Marietta Cobb Museum of Art.
Awesome. So how long have you been there?
I've been there 8 years.
Okay. So what is the museum doing to build the community through art?
All kinds of things. Oh my gosh. We have classes. We have Saturday classes. We have evening classes. We have classes for youth. We have mm-hmm. classes for teens.
Mm-hmm.
We have classes for adults. We have pottery classes.
Oh, fun.
We do a plein air paint out every year. If you don't know what plein air is, mm-hmm. it's when the artists go out in the community and paint the landscapes of the community. So you'll see them in the square painting and, mm-hmm. and all over the place. And then they bring their art into the museum and we hang it wet. And that's when the most vibrant colors uh-huh. are. So, and then we have an event where people can come in and purchase the art or see the art. It's just really a cool thing that we do.
That is cool. So what uh-huh. are some of the other exhibits that you have going on?
Right now we have, an exhibit downstairs, which is Kessler, Payne, and Petrie, and we call it Perception. And it's really architecturally based. So, John Petrie does these beautiful sculptures of dresses, and mm-hmm. the dresses can be made out of anything. Roof shingles.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Metal.
Uh-huh.
He went to IKEA and he saw all these spoons and knives and forks that were on sale. And so he bought it out and the whole dress is made of these spoons, knives, and forks.
That is so cool.
So it is the coolest thing. And then, Kessler paints acrylic on aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
And after he gets through painting, he uses a blowtorch and it makes these waves in the aluminum and it looks almost 3D. It's really spectacular.
So cool.
And then
I should have stayed in art class.
Yeah, it's just the neatest thing. And then Isaac Payne does architectural as well. He does all kinds of buildings and people, but he cuts his canvas and pieces it together. So it mm-hmm. really gives that 3D effect as mm-hmm. well. So just really cool. And then upstairs we have the Portrait Society of Atlanta, and it's just an awesome the mediums are all kinds, oils, pastels, acrylic, but it's just a beautiful show.
Mm-hmm. That is, and you get
yeah.
to look at that all day, every
all day.
Day.
All
How
day.
Fun is that?
We also go to Atlanta a lot and tour the galleries. We work closely with, Muir Fine Art Gallery, which is where I got these artists this time, but they are from, and they're from all over the country, but, these three artists are from Virginia, Chattanooga, and Charlotte.
So is that, I guess, part of, I guess your big, huge job responsibility? So you have to go out and find these artists.
Oh, sure. Well, I have actually found them, for the last 8 years, and I have recently hired a curator, Kelsey Moran, who is, helping me curate the shows now. She's fabulous.
Yeah, because that sounds like a lot of work for one person.
Yeah.
Find it and curate the show, that's a lot.
That's fun.
So, tell us about Martinis and Music on Fridays.
Okay. All right. So this Friday, we have an event called Martinis and Music, and, we started these, events about 8 years ago, and they are phenomenal. They bring in anywhere from 350 to 650 people. It's, you know, free to members. It's only $10 if you're not yet a member. So
not
you can,
yet.
You can come in and you can listen to the music and have a little light hors d'oeuvres, have a martini or a glass of wine or Coke if you don't drink. And then you can go to the square and get a real dinner because there's some excellent restaurants around the square.
That's fun. So is this something you do often?
Oh, we do it quarterly.
Okay.
So it's 5:30 to 8:30 this Friday.
That's fun. Fun. So can you tell me about your children's programs? I know you mentioned that you have some art classes for them.
Right. Well, we do all kinds of things for children. We have a thing called Toddler Tuesday where toddlers can come in and do a little arts and craft project while their mothers are watching, which is really cool. And then, we do, kids camps in the summer. We have, you know, camps from June to July in the summer for kids. And, we do a thing for the kids, involving our Chalktoberfest event.
Yes, you were telling me a little bit about that.
Yes, we do a huge event. I started about, 4 years ago. It's on the Marietta Square. We close down the whole square and we invite, professional artists from around the country to come chalk on the street. But we do a kids section where they can come and do their own chalk drawing.
Oh, that's cute.
Well, it's youth, school competition, and non-professionals. And last year we had, I believe, 30 schools competing against each other, and they will bring in up to four kids per block. Some schools will take out three blocks for their students that want to come chalk. And then we award prizes, gift cards, that kind of thing. It's just really an incredible thing to watch.
How much space is this taking up? Like, what is it, miles of chalk?
Well, we take the whole square up. So, on North Park, we have professional artists. On West Park, we have professional artists, both sides of the street. And then on South Park, we've had our youth competition. And then this year, we started a craft beer festival that we held on East Park on Saturday. We had 125 craft beers. It went over really well.
I'm sure.
We had bands. We had bands playing all day. We ended with a Journey tribute band this year. So it is just so much fun. And then Sunday, the beer festival went away and we had arts and crafts for the kids. So you could come purchase a ticket and your child could make, you know, halos or whatever. We had, I believe, 10 things that they could make. But we also had bouncy stuff for kids. And
they need that.
Yeah.
Get all the jumpies out.
Yes, yes. And then, you know, they could just come chalk anywhere on the street too. So it was just, you know, it was just a great weekend full of fun. But we have artists that come from California, Oregon, Florida, North and South Carolina, New York, Canada, you know, so.
Yeah. So how do they find out about this?
Actually, there is a huge festival in Sarasota called the Sarasota Chalk Festival. And I went down.
I'm sorry. I just hadn't imagined that there were chalk artists. Maybe I'm just, I don't know, maybe I'm just ignorant to art, but like chalk, it's, but you showed me pictures
right.
and it's amazing.
Oh, it's amazing.
You think of acrylic, you think of pottery, you think of, you know, Correct. These types of things, but I just didn't think about chalk.
Oh my goodness. I went down to Sarasota and the economic impact in Sarasota in 2 days is $10.2 million.
Wow.
2 days.
From the chalk festival.
From the chalk festival. Now they have a budget of $1.2 million. Mm-hmm. So they bring in artists from Italy and Spain and
awesome.
Portugal and all over. My budget's a little smaller. Mm-hmm. So it was up to me to find artists in this country that, and they travel around. They go from weekend to weekend traveling around doing this chalk art.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't make much money at it. They just do it for the love of mm-hmm. doing it. Most of them have second jobs.
Mm-hmm.
So I flew down to Sarasota and if I saw
You're
a good
recruiting.
Artist, I was like, you want to come to Marietta?
Marietta
you want to come
right?
to Marietta? So it was just, you go down there though and you see what can be.
Mm-hmm.
You see what you can bring to the community of Marietta and mm-hmm. you think, oh, I've got to do this in Marietta. So.
Yeah. So you mentioned the economic impact
yes.
in Sarasota. So the chalk festival and even, you know, just other things that you're doing at the museum, what type of impact is that having on the city of Marietta?
Well, we purposefully do not bring vendors in, food vendors,
mm-hmm.
because we want the restaurants and the shop in Marietta to do well. So, you know, with the beer, we might have pretzels or peanuts, but the real food, the restaurants make and mm-hmm. they are booked. I mean, you know, you need to put your name in when you go to these festivals because mm-hmm. it's an hour wait if you don't.
Oh, wow.
But it's really kind of cool. So we've got that impact. And then, you know, people shop all the stores mm-hmm. and, the hotels are full. So, my artists will bring in family. So, the Marriott on Windy Hill, I'm blanking on, the exact name. It's the Atlanta Marriott Northwest mm-hmm. on Windy Hill. They help me, they're a big sponsor and help me with the artists to bring the artists in. But then they also offer a discounted rate for families coming in for the chalk event.
Mm-hmm.
So I just can't thank them enough. They were a huge, help. In
they
bringing
need somewhere
this artist.
To stay.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And Vanita with the Marriott. I need to throw out a plug for her
uh-huh.
because she is phenomenal to work with.
Mm-hmm.
So
awesome.
It was really great. But so you've got the economic impact of the hotels, mm-hmm. the stores mm-hmm. and the restaurants, and it's just good for everybody. Plus it's such a wonderful thing to be able to ask the artist, now, how do you do that 3D piece? What makes
yeah.
it look 3D?
Mm-hmm.
You know, or ask them, you know, what got you into this? One of the artists told me that they were just at another festival and was walking by and said, hey, do you mind if I help with that? And the artist threw her some chalk and she started chalking with them and said, I've been doing it ever since.
Wow.
So I think it gets in your blood and you just can't wait till the next event. And these artists have all become friends too. So
mm-hmm.
they travel around from city to city.
That's fun.
To,
I don't know if I could be a chalk artist. For one, I'm not a great artist, but I would be so sad when it rained on my art. I wouldn't want it to go away. Like a picture just isn't enough. Like I don't want it to go away.
Well, they work so hard to. They're down on their hands and knees mm-hmm. for 2 days chalking this art, but they like the fact that it's not permanent. And
mm-hmm.
I've asked several of them because, oh my gosh, I had painted a picture one time and my brother just didn't like it. So he tore it up and I
wow.
just was devastated because I thought I put all that work and
yeah.
that was just, you know, a couple hours or whatever. These artists work for 2 days.
2 days
and to see the rain come and wash it away is just to
yeah.
me sad.
I would cry.
Oh my goodness. We actually had an artist from Oregon,
mm-hmm.
Come in and do a picture of Skip Wells. And
nice.
If you know, Lance Corporal Skip Wells
uh-huh.
was one of the Marines that was shot in Chattanooga.
Mm-hmm.
And as you know, 75 was stopped on both sides
mm-hmm.
and people were waving flags. And his mom came out and sat with the artist for 2 days watching her draw this. And a Marine came by.
I got chills. That's
awesome. Oh, I know.
Awesome.
It was crazy. A Marine came by and gave the mom his hat
mm-hmm.
and people could write notes to the mom and the whole square of Skip's picture was notes to the mom from mm-hmm. these people saying thanking him for his service, mm-hmm. number one. But the theme this year was patriotic.
Mm-hmm.
So we had, well, you saw Captain America mm-hmm. and Immigrant Mother, and it was mm-hmm. just a really neat theme, I think. Some incredible art. Next year, I'm doing Old Masters.
Oh, fun.
So, you know, that's
so fun.
Old
you
Masters
get to pick the theme.
Oh, I know. I love picking the theme. And so what happens is these artists asked to come, and now it's gotten so big to come to Marietta. So I will get people that actually email me and say, hey, I would love to come participate in your art event.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I let them know what the theme is, and then they send me a mock-up of what they want to do.
Oh.
And I
approve it. So you get to say
it.
Yes or no.
Correct, correct. I mean, we must have had 20 Statue of Liberties submitted this year. So, you know, I had to say, listen, we've got enough Statue of Liberties.
Right.
Could you submit something else? And they're really, these artists are great. They, mm-hmm. oh yeah, no
problem.
They
just want to be creative.
They just want to be creative, mm-hmm. and it's just fun. And a lot of them do work of photographs, famous photographs, mm-hmm. or, you know, whatever they come up with is usually just terrific.
Mm-hmm. So are you an artist yourself?
I can draw.
Uh-huh.
I would not call myself an artist.
Yeah, me either.
But
that's what I say. I can draw, but definitely not an artist at all. So, how can someone contribute to your museum?
Well, first of all, bringing all these artists in for the Chalktoberfest, and for all of our exhibitions and for our Martinian Music Night, it all costs money.
Mm-hmm.
So we have sponsors mm-hmm. for each event. You can get your name on the wall all year long. You can get your name on a martini banner. You can mm-hmm. get your name on the banners out in front of the museum.
Can they get a martini, like, named after them?
Oh, you know, that's
cool.
A great idea.
Yeah.
Okay. Next sponsorship.
Martini.
Next sponsorship. But also for all the businesses out there that want to get their name out, Chalktoberfest is a great event for that mm-hmm. because what I do is I sell, the blocks, the artist blocks, and that allows the artist to come in. But the first thing the artist does is put the logo of the business that's sponsoring them on the street.
Uh-huh.
So it's there for 2 days.
Mm-hmm.
And the impact of all the social media of people taking pictures and then shooting it out on Twitter and, you know, Instagram and Snapchat and mm-hmm. everything is just
that's
phenomenal.
That's a great opportunity.
So it's a great opportunity. We had 60 sponsors to get these artists in mm-hmm. this year. So I'm looking for 80.
mm-hmm.
So please call me and let me know if you're interested in a sponsorship. But there's also sponsors like the main stage sponsor. You can sponsor the bands that come
mm-hmm.
up. You can be a presenting sponsor, which is you get your name on the banner
mm-hmm.
the entire week.
Mm-hmm.
You can be the craft beer sponsor and get your name on the cup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can be the wristband sponsor. I mean,
mm-hmm.
there's just
all kinds of opportunities. And I like how you,
before
the show started, you were telling me how, with this year's festival, the Chalk Festival, that you had 60 artists, right?
Correct.
And last year it was 40.
Correct.
So every year it's growing.
Every year. I started with 2 artists.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a hurricane that year. It was Labor Day weekend. And so we got 2 big canvases and put them in the museum. And
uh-huh.
they chalked
you made
in
it
the
work.
Museum. But what was great about it is everybody came in the museum to
mm-hmm.
see, you know, and they were like, oh, this is a neat
nice
place.
Museum, right?
Yeah. So that was the first year, two artists. And then the next year I had 20. And then last year I had 40.
Mm-hmm.
This year 60. And I'm hoping to bring in 80 next year.
And then after that, it's 100.
Just keep it going.
You guys
yeah.
have to spread outside of the square.
Exactly.
Just, you know, chalk the entire Marietta.
Exactly.
So do you have volunteers?
Yes, we need tons of volunteers.
Mm-hmm.
The Chalk Beer Festival alone needs 70 volunteers.
Oh, wow.
And then we
had
about
more volunteers than artists.
Oh, my goodness. And then we had 90 volunteers for the rest of the festival.
Mm-hmm.
So we need tons of volunteers for Chalktoberfest, but we also use volunteers for Martini Night. We mm-hmm. use front desk volunteers. You know, if you're interested in volunteering, you can can call Jennifer Fox at 770-528-1444, extension 15. Mm-hmm. And she will sign you up to volunteer.
Good stuff. So I just want to touch back a little bit on the kids, because, you know, an appreciation for art, you know, most of the time it's going to start when you're young.
Oh, absolutely.
So what advice can you give to some of the parents listening now, to how they can get their children involved?
Oh, yes. Well, you can come by, you can sign them up for a class. Also, the Metropolitan Arts Foundation noted that, children score higher on SATs if they are exposed to the arts earlier. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a great way to get them involved in the arts and boost that scores, their scores. But, so they can come up and sign up for a class and, but we also have an education sponsorship available where you can be an education sponsor, and the children during art camp, they make a picture just for the education sponsors, but it allows, some Title I schools to come to art camp for free.
Oh, awesome.
So, Lockheed Martin's a big sponsor, SA White Oil, Children's Healthcare of Atlanta, just to mention a few sponsors, LGE Credit Union. I'm sitting here blanking. I know somebody's going to say, you left me out. Gas South. We just appreciate our sponsors so much. We just could not do it without them.
So if someone was interested in sponsoring for this or for, Craft Beer Fest or Martini.
Right.
What is it? Martini Friday.
Martini Music.
Yes. How can they do that?
They would call me, Sally McCauley, 770-528-1444 extension 14. And I can talk to them about a sponsorship, or they can email me at smacaulaymcma@bellsouth.net. Long one.
Get it all out.
Yes.
So is the museum, or are you guys on social media?
Yes.
Can we find you there?
Yes. We are on Facebook, Marietta Cobb Museum of Art, and Chalktoberfest has its own Facebook page. Twitter and Instagram, right now it's just me, my personal Instagram, but we're looking at hiring a possible part-time marketing person that's going to help me get pushed into that area as well. So
and you have Cobb Business Radio X.
That's
so
right.
You're able to promote through Cobb Business Radio X as well.
I love it.
So this is good stuff. So did you share the website? Do you guys have a website?
Yes. www.MariettaCobbArtMuseum.org.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you so much for sharing.
Yes.
This is such good information.
It's so wonderful. Please come out.
I will, you know, and especially my kids, because they're always looking for something new. They're super creative, both of them.
Oh, have I got time to talk about one other thing?
Oh yeah, go ahead.
Next year's exhibitions are incredible. We are doing a professor's show in January. We have reached out to the professors, around the universities.
Just a couple months.
In January. And then they are doing their own show. And then in April, we are partnering with Coca-Cola, their archives, and we're bringing in Sunbloom and Norman Rockwell and Andy Warhol. And it's going to be a tremendous show in April. And then we do our regional Metro Montage, which is regional artists. And then we're doing a collector's exhibition in the fall. So just something for everybody.
I love your job.
Well, thank you.
So
yes, it is a fun job. A lot of work, but a lot of fun.
But you definitely, even whether you're an artist or not, you still get to express creativity, obviously, through your job.
Yes. And we have the most wonderful education director, Allison Frink. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention her. She works with the children. So
she has a very tremendously hard job.
She works with the children, but she also goes out to hospitals and works with patients to bring art to the hospitals. She goes to the schools to bring, you know, the busing was cut, and so we started going to the schools.
Oh, nice.
And so she does that, and she's just phenomenal. I can't say enough good things about my curator. I have a director of operations that kind of keeps me in check. She's very organized. Jennifer Fox, love her. We just got a good good group. Mm-hmm. Our board is fabulous. There's only four of us.
Mm-hmm. So you have to like each other.
Yeah, we have to like each other. And we've got a phenomenal board that pitches in, uh-huh. too. So
good.
It's all good.
Having a great team is essential to success.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's, you know, people say, you know, you're very successful. How are you so successful? And it's the people that I surround myself with.
You have to do it. You have to do it. You can't do everything by yourself.
No, you can't.
Right.
You can't.
So thank you again.
Yes,
this
yes,
was good.
This
is good information. So this is Lanice Williams. Oh, I'm sorry. If there's whenever you have something going on again, please feel free to reach
absolutely.
Out and come back.
Absolutely. I will mm-hmm. definitely be here before Chalktober, folks.
Okay, good. Good. So this is Lanice Williams. I am signing off for another edition of Cobb County Business Radio X, where I highlight the best and the brightest that are in and serving Cobb County. So until next time, and don't forget about Martini Music on Friday. Have a great day.